The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, gender, or body image. So thanks for being a consenting adult. And here we go.
I am enormous, get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie Delatour, and this week we have a story from the legendary Margaret Cho. Guess what's happening right now? Tickets for the first Body live show are on sale. That's right. We are doing a live, outdoor, fully vaccinated show in San Francisco. Going to be on Saturday, June 19th. People are already buying plane tickets to fly in because there is nothing better than being at the first of anything. And this is the end of the pandemic celebration, live, in person, hugging, masks, all of it. We're going to take care of each other. We got through and we're going to celebrate with a phenomenal live show. Brand new venue, brand new storytellers. The same body vibe you've always loved. Sex positive, inclusive, and celebratory because we're celebrating. So there's a link to tickets in the show notes. You can find it on our website. Make sure you buy your ticket as soon as possible because I expect that this one's going to sell out fast. How's your week going? This is the part of the podcast where I usually talk about what's going on in my life, what's going on in the world, but this week, let's just celebrate the fact that Margaret Cho is on the Body Storytelling Podcast for the very first time. Do you know the story about me and Margaret Cho? A friend of a friend introduced me to Margaret's assistant 7 or 8 years ago. And I started saying, do you think Margaret could perform at Body Storytelling? It would be like a life event if I could have it. I love her work. I love everything she stands for. And it was always, oh my God, she'd love to do that. But she's touring. She's doing TV shows. She was always working, constantly working. The nicest no you ever got in your life. But I kept getting no's for 7 or 8 years. And I tried again a few months ago. And I said, it's the live stream. She can do it from her house. I just dream of having Margaret on the Body Storytelling Podcast. And it happened. And to celebrate hitting 175 episodes, it's on this week's podcast. I can't think of a better way to mark the occasion of hitting a big number. You know, podcasting is tough to crank out week after week. You got to be in the right headspace. You got to have a phenomenal team who can produce a great product. And this week, it helps if you have a superstar. So let's just celebrate that this week. No talking about life, no talking about personal problems. Just let's mark this milestone together. Margaret Cho is on the podcast. Are you tired of waking up stiff? No, not that kind of stiff. A few months ago, I woke up with achy hips and back and realized it was time for a mattress upgrade. But the idea of going mattress shopping was daunting. Go out and lay on a strange mattress? No, sir. And then I discovered Helix. Helix's website says you're getting a mattress you know will be perfect for the way you sleep. Helix has soft, medium, and firm mattresses, mattresses that cool you down if you sleep hot. So many choices. I expected to feel overwhelmed, but then I came across the Helix quiz. Helix Sleep has this quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. In less than 2 minutes, the Helix quiz offered up something I didn't even know existed. The Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers. What? That exists? Why hasn't that existed before? But it gets better. It shipped quickly. I have the perfect contactless delivery. I opened the box and a couple hours later, it was ready to climb onto. This is the perfect mattress for sex, y'all. I've been sleeping on it for months now and I love it more every day. It also ships for free, so you don't ever have to go to a mattress store again. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it back up if you don't love it, but you will. And they've given me a huge discount to share with you. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/DIXIE. So yeah, safe, contact-free delivery, fast, easy setup. This is definitely the best mattress I've ever slept on. A good night's sleep can make everything better. So go to helixsleep.com/Dixie right now for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Are you ready for this week's special guest? Here we go. 5-time Grammy and Academy Award, Golden Globe, and Emmy-nominated comedian actress Margaret Cho continues her wildly popular Fresh Off the Bloat tour in 2021. Margaret was awarded the 2020 Wowie, that's World of Wonder, trophy for Outstanding Comedian, currently stars in Netflix's first animated movie, Over the Moon, with Ken Jeong and Sandra Oh, and has appeared on NBC's long-running drama series, Law and Order SVU, and stunned America by singing her way through the wildly popular breakout hit show, The Masked Singer. Cho was named one of Rolling Stone magazine's 50 best stand-up comics of all time, while CNN chose her as one of the 50 people who changed American comedy. She has received rave reviews for her latest tour, with the Chicago Tribune saying, "Be it on screen for 30 Rock or Drop Dead Diva, or on stage, Margaret Cho has been one of the most exciting, unpredictable stand-up comics working for some time, and that hasn't changed." If anything, the Asian American female comedian's voice has become more valuable than ever, given today's social climate, and shows material remaining just as compelling, thanks in part to, and sometimes in spite of, her unapologetic delivery. Additionally, Margaret's podcast, The Margaret Cho, where every week she interviews people you know like Jonathan Van Ness, Kat Von D, Emily Hampshire, Belinda Carlisle, Kathy Griffin, Quentin Tarantino, and people she thinks you should know if you don't already, is currently in season 2 with a brand new focus with The Margaret Cho, Mortal Minority. Join Margaret Cho and guests as they unpack historic crimes like the 1871 Chinatown Massacre or the fortune teller murders that unfortunately paved the way for the modern crimes we see today. Margaret will also discuss ways you can help combat hate and misinformation. I love everything about this week's rockstar guest. This storyteller is Margaret Cho.
Thank you. What a great introduction. This is awesome. And I mean, this is so great. And I'll be in the show when we are finally together again. It feels like we're almost near the end, too. We're like kind of at this point, we're close to the end. Where it seems like there's the end in sight. When you can all get your vaccinations and turn your dating apps back on. I almost don't want to. I mean, I kind of enjoy the solitude. It's like even quiet here. I'm like in that weird like lesbian quiet where all the animals are asleep, so I can actually talk. You know, when the rescue dog starts going and the cats and everybody is over there, they're gonna let me have this moment. But yeah, it's like right before the shutdown. So like a year ago, I was on all of these dating apps, but they were all, I don't know why I did this, but I got only Android dating apps because I just thought that was the right thing. And there were like real weird, like BDSM Android apps that were like all locations based. So then I hooked up with all these people and I just did my, it was too broad. My needs were too broad because I'm bisexual, I'm 52, and my age range was 23 to 71, men and women and trans and everything in between, everybody, and it was just too many. I was like, oh my God, I can't, it's too many people to fuck, too many, there is so much dick, so much pussy, so little time. So thank God the shutdown saved my jaw. If I had not gone into quarantine, I would have TMJ. So I'm pleased with that. But it's like, I had all these new experiences. Like before the shutdown, I did some pony play for the first time, which I didn't really 100% understand. Like I got in a bridle and I got like this head harness thing and a bit. And this wonderful lady just walked me around my living room and dining room for an hour. And it was really, I mean, it was really nice. But I was like, when do I nut? Like, that's the thing of like in pony play, when do you nut? Do you, I was waiting for my cube of sugar. I was waiting for some apple. I didn't know what to do. I just was like, what do you do? What do you, I think pony play, it does, I guess it's got to be the experience itself, but it's kind of like, I wasn't exactly sure where the sex was. That's what made me realize I'm probably not a fetishist. I like everything about sex, everything about intimacy, but the fetishism, I'm like, what it, am I removed from this? I don't know. The fetishism the last year I did the Folsom Street Fair virtually, and it was the first time I'd seen so many of these very different fetishes. That were specifically not actual like BDSM things. These were straight fetishes. Like there was a guy who covered his body in duct tape, and his thing was he would just unstick and stick himself inside the tape. And it was kind of like ASMR, like the tape sticky, and it was kind of bondagey, but there was something about it that was also extremely UPS and Amazon Prime. Like here's somebody who had come into his sexuality while getting packages in the mail. So this is a very like fine, like tuned fetish that it was really exciting to see. There was a lot of BDSM play too that was all cactus based. So all these lesbians were taking cactus spines and different things from their garden and using them as pain implements, which I thought this is incredible. Now we've reached cruelty-free cruelty. This is it. But I actually am a very strong supporter of Uber Lube. Always use lube with anal play. My journey with anal play, I really tried to make it into this time period where I'm actually experiencing the anal orgasm. First of all, like you have to deal with the passage of time. If you've been fucked a lot, and I have been fucked a lot in my life, my pussy is really stretched out. So I have been using this quarantine to tighten that shit back up. I have electrodes that I put in there that I like squeeze on the electrodes. I mean, it's like straight up. Remember that movie Coma? You might be too young to remember, but it's like it's very Coma. It's very like this Grey's Anatomy kink. It's real medi fetish, but I definitely do like use electrodes in there. I am, I have a Kegel bell. It's a Kegel bell, and it's like you can put weights inside it, and I'm up to like the highest thing. I mean, I'm lifting up bricks with my pussy now. It's very important because you got to keep it tight. I mean, I'm just going to impress everybody when I get back out there. I think that this whole time of like being inside, it's going to make us really fetishize anything, any body fluids. This is going to be like, it's going to be the whoring 20s when we're done. You know, it's really, it's going to be droplets everywhere. and all drops will be drinkable. It's a very intense thing, though, when you're starting to get into anal. I love Uber Lube because you can't taste it. Every time I have lube in my asshole, I can taste it. I'm like a lube sommelier. You know, I'm like, what is that? Like, it's like my asshole tastes more than my mouth does. I can really taste everything. And so Uber Lube is great because you don't have it. Do you know what I mean? When you have like a weird, like, cherry flavored lube and then you're like, did I just eat a cough drop? It's like a very weird thing. So I appreciate Uber Lube. But you've got to lube it up. You've got to keep it sort of like slick because your asshole doesn't slick it up for you. There's no droplets coming out of your asshole. You've got to really get it wet. And so the first time I had anal sex, this was, okay, I'll tell you about the last, first time, I'll tell you about the last time I had anal sex and I'll tell you about the first time I had anal sex. The last time I had anal sex was Saturday. And this was last Saturday, so it was a week ago. So I was trying to be cute, and I was making my friend some chicken soup. But because I was so attracted to him and not paying attention, I tasted the soup before the chicken was cooked. So I knew that it was wrong, but I just kept going. So we had anal sex. It was really fun. And then he went home. And then the next morning, I shit the bed. Like, you know when, I know I went really fast, but I have to tell two stories. I never trust a fart. I know that's an old thing that people say, but really there's a lot of truth to it. Don't trust it. I thought it was a fart. Don't trust it. I thought it was a fart and I was in bed. What could go wrong? I live with animals. It was a Sunday morning. I had great anal sex. Even after I ate that raw chicken, everything was fine. And I was like, okay, I trusted the fart. And before I farted, I was like, should I trust this fart? And, but I did, I trusted the fart and just shit came out. And I shit my weighted blanket. Talk about a 2021 experience. I shit my weighted blanket. What do you do with a shitty weighted blanket? I need that weighted blanket. I rely on it to sleep. So I couldn't wash it. I didn't know. It's like one of those real, like it was a weighted blanket that's kind of like knitted. So you can't really throw it in the wash. There's no cover. So I just dried it. I just let it dry and I flicked it off. I live alone. It's fine. So, okay, that was the last time I had anal sex. The first time I had anal sex, I was dating somebody who I'm not allowed to speak of because he's very famous and then he's in a band. Everybody in the band is famous. And when I told the story before, one of his other bandmates called me and was furious. And this was so long ago, he called me on a rotary phone. So he was pissed on a rotary phone. And so I don't want to piss these goths off, so I'm not going to say who the band is. But you'd be excited if you're a goth and you're about my age. So I was dating this man and he and I were in San Francisco and we were just, I'm from San Francisco, but we were just on tour that night. Their band was playing a gig and we went back to the hotel and it was the first time I'd had anal sex and it was with like a goth rock star. So I thought I didn't have to douche. I don't know why. When you're with a goth, you kind of feel like, doesn't matter if there's shit in there. There's something about gothness that makes me think that I can sort of like be beyond the law of above the law of the asshole. But I didn't douche. I didn't even know that you had to douche your asshole before anal sex. So we had anal sex and then it was the morning and I was just kind of laying in bed and just laying there in this very fancy hotel. And his hand came up he had a bunch of rings, very goth, and black nail polish. But on his thumb, there was a big piece of brown shit with a twig with a green leaf. And I knew that it was mine. And I could not believe that the twig and the leaf made it all the way through me eating it, the rock concert, all of the anal sex and then the whole night and then the morning. So there was a piece of shit on his thumb. And life springs eternal. But it was like a twig with a leaf. I mean, that's really... There was something really Buddhist about that. Like, it was, like, very, like, this is, like, really deep. Like, this is, like, a Zen cone or something. Like, I feel like this is, like, a story. It's, like, a, it's a, it was, like, the giving tree. It was a story for the ages. It was an eternal story. And that is my story for you. So my advice, use lube, wear a mask, wash out your asshole, don't eat raw chicken. And I will be back at Body Storytelling when you are live. And I'm so glad to be with you all. I love you. Thank you.
Floaters or sinkers, either way, van boat stinkers. Walk your dog and carry a scoop. This is a song about poop. Poop can be described by so many different words. Shit, crap, jawmy, feces, mound stool. A coprophiliac loves his turn. Brownies, brownies are black. Green baby mustard coming out of that crack. Shooting out of your little brown hoop. This is a song about poop.
About poop.
So many different flavors. Sometimes with nuts and seeds. Liquefied, chunky, solid as a rock. Dingleberries hanging from your anal beads.
Anal beads.
Constipation. Diarrhea, diarrhea, constipation. When it comes out, it's a celebration. Shooting out of your brown-eyed loop. This is a song about poop. One big mound or little turds in a group. This is a song about poop. Cut a fart, drop your pants and stoop. This is a song.
That song was Poop by the Hairy Areolas. Thank you so much to Margaret Cho for the surprise shout out to our live stream sponsor, Uberloop. And I can't wait to have Margaret Cho on the body stage. Can you? Ready for a stronger orgasms? It is scientifically proven that a stronger pelvic floor can lead to stronger orgasms for vulva owners. And Intensity by Pour Moi gives you that strength. Intensity by Pour Moi is a sexual health and stimulation device that tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina, something that every cisgendered woman needs. It combines pelvic floor health, and with both internal and external vibration, it delivers a powerful orgasm. You might be tempted to call it a vibrator, but it's so much more. It tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles and your vagina. Intensity is like a trip to the gym for your pelvic floor. Kegel exercises are important, but Intensity does them better by automatically exercising the muscles of the pelvic floor for you. The natural process of childbirth, aging, and high-impact exercises can affect the health of the muscles that surround the vagina, causing them to stretch and lose tone and tightness over time. You can naturally rejuvenate the vagina by tightening and toning the pelvic floor muscles for more intense orgasms. And not only will Intensity teach you how a properly performed Kegel feels, it also has a vibrating component for your pleasure. Right now, Pour Moi is offering Body Storytelling podcast listeners $25 off of Intensity when you go to pourmoi.com and enter code DIXIE at checkout. And guess what? You can combine discounts. So go to their website and save even more. $25 off plus when you go to PourMoi.com and be sure to use the promo code Dixie. Intensity's Pour Moi from In Control Medical. It's the one device that every vulva haver needs. It's Kegels with a kick. Guess who gets the very best of body storytelling? Our Patreon subscribers. Right now I'm getting tons of emails from people who said, the body live stream kept me going during COVID. It's not going to go away now that you're moving back to live shows, right? Well, Patreon supporters are the people we are specifically designing a new hybrid show for. That means not a live stream of me in my house, talking to people in other houses in other cities. It's going to be a live show on stage with everyone in the same location, meaning an audience too. We're going to live stream the live body experience. And if you support body at the $10 a month level or more, you're going to get that live stream. I want you to know that I'm so grateful to my Patreon subscribers for keeping me going at the scariest time of my life. Live event production is a risky undertaking. And when the global pandemic hit, I had no idea how I was going to make it. You, Patreon supporters, saw me through the pandemic, and I want to make sure you know how grateful I am. So, if you're not yet, go to patreon.com/body, support body at whatever level you can, but $10 a month will get you that live stream, live broadcast, and thanks in advance for your support. Well, that's our time together for this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the team that make this podcast possible. Thank you to Donal Mooney, to Joe Moore, to David Grossoff, to Mosa Maxwell-Smith, and most of all, to podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this has been episode 175 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week, pervert.